Hello, I'm Rob. With me in the studio today is Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hi. Hi, Rob.
Oh, are you right, Neil? You're playing on your smartphone again, are you?
What was that? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Rob. Just doing something on my smartphone. You know, the kind of phone which allows you to go online.
Oh, I can see that. But are you waiting for a call?
No. No, I just carry it with me at all times. Where I go, the phone goes. No phone? No, Neil.
Okay, but why do you need your phone so much?
Why? What if I need to go somewhere? How will I find my way? What about the weather? Will it rain today? I need to know these things.
Why don't you just look up in the sky and see if it's cloudy?
Look up to see if it's going to rain? I have an app, which is short for application, which is a computer program for a specific purpose. My app tells me the weather, and this one does all the maths I need. And here's one for translations, and this one here can tell me what I'm going to have
Okay, I get the point. Now let's talk about computers. You can't live without them. But American technology writer Nicholas Carr, the author of a book called The Glass Cage, Where Automation is Taking Us, thinks they might cause problems.
Problems? They cause us problems when they crash. That's what we say when our computer suddenly stops working.
Well, not just that. Let's listen to Nicholas Carr.
The ability of computers to do things we used to do is growing astronomically. And we're rushing to hand over to computers tasks, activities, both in our work lives and in our personal lives. The person becoming reliant on computers because they're not exercising their own talents, those talents begin to fade. And we begin to lose, as a result, the unique things that human beings can do that computers can't.
According to Nicholas Carr, using computers means that we're losing skills.
And he also talks about the loss of talent. Carr says that relying on computers means our talent is fading because we don't use it anymore. So do you agree with this writer, Neil?
I think he's got a point, actually.
It's like the friendships we make on social media. It's nice to get to know new people in different countries, but we have to remember that it's important to talk to people face-to-face too.
So maybe we shouldn't use GPS to find our way around all the time. Instead, have a conversation with someone. Ask for directions.
Yes, and perhaps we can give the spell checker a miss occasionally. But it is good to actually learn how to spell the words properly and not leave everything to the machine.
Good idea, Rob. I'll try not to rely so much on digital technology. Computers are here to stay, and they'll become more and more sophisticated, but we have to remember they are just tools.
Yes, computers are here to stay. And by the way, when was the first commercially produced desktop computer launched? It was designed and created by Olivetti and launched in New York. But when was it launched? The correct answer is 1965. The computer was called Programmer 101, and it was presented at the New York World's Fair. They sold 44,000 units all over the world. The initial price in the US was $3,200 US. Thank you. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.